morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, August 19th. You'll be interested to know. 65 years ago today, in 1960, the Soviet Union launched Sputnik 5, the first spacecraft to carry animals into orbit and return them safely to Earth. This historic mission included two courageous dogs, Belka and Strelka, along with a gray rabbit, 40 mice, 2 rats, and 15 flasks of fruit flies. Their successful journey paved the way for human spaceflight, demonstrating that living organisms could survive and thrive in the harsh environment of space. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Tuesday in Encinitas and North County. This morning it's looking clean with waves around 3+ feet. Conditions hold steady through the morning, but by midday expect it to get choppy as the wind picks up to onshore at 9 miles per hour. The swell is consistent, so you can count on those 3+ feet throughout the day. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 3-foot incoming high tide, when the southwest swell is 1.5 feet at 16 seconds, and the onshore wind is 1 mile per hour. The first high tide on Tuesday will be 4 feet just after 8:30 a.m., followed by a 2.5-foot low tide just before 1. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 72 degrees for the water temperature. Clean conditions dominate the first 2 days, with waves around 3+ feet, ideal for catching some good rides. As the weekend approaches, expect a slight decrease in size to 2 to 3 feet on Friday, with fair conditions. The standout day will be Thursday, maintaining consistent 3+ foot sets throughout, before fading into Friday's smaller surf. This morning, it's cloudy and it feels like 70 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 7:31 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:16. It looks like we're in for some partly sunny skies today, with a high near 70 and a light southwest breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy conditions with a low around 66 and gentle winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect partly sunny skies on Wednesday with a high near 70. Nights will bring patchy fog and mostly cloudy skies with lows around 66. Thursday and Friday will start with patchy fog, then turn mostly sunny with highs around 71 and 73. Nights remain mostly cloudy with lows near 69 or 70. Saturday also brings patchy fog before turning mostly sunny again, with a high near 73. Bonjour, food enthusiasts! This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, exciting news for dessert lovers in San Diego, as the beloved Japanese bakery chain, Beard Papa's, is making its delicious return. The new location will open in Kearny Mesa's Convoy District at 4488 Convoy Street, Suite E, right across from a 7-Eleven. After closing its previous location in La Jolla last year, Beard Papa's now boasts 16 locations throughout California and over 500 worldwide. Known for its delightful double-layered choux pastry and customizable flavors, Beard Papa's will celebrate its grand opening on Saturday, August 30th, with a chance to win free cream puffs, gift cards, and merchandise. Now on to sports. Calls for Los Angeles, To withdraw from hosting the 2028 Olympics are growing amid wildfires and immigration raids. However, LA28 leaders maintain that the federal government has assured safe travel for foreign athletes. Historically, the Olympics have faced challenges, yet cities have rarely canceled or relocated the games. Legally, Los Angeles cannot back out due to a binding host city contract signed in 2017, which lacks termination options for the host city. With only 3 years until the Games, preparations continue, despite obstacles such as construction delays and political tensions, making withdrawal nearly impossible. In local sports, last night at Petco Park, the Padres lost to the Giants 4-3. Ramos, Devers, and Flores each homered for San Francisco, with Ray earning the win. Padres Iglesias and O'Hearn homered, but the Friars stranded 5 runners with 6 hits and 0 errors. Padres Cortez took the loss. The Padres are now 69-56 on the season as they start this 4-game series. Tonight, the Padres clash with the Giants in San Diego for Game 2 of this 4-game series. Nick Pivetta is 12-4 with a 2.87 earned run average, faces Kai-Wei Tang, who is 1-2 with a 9.9. First pitch at 6:40 at Petco Park under clear skies and a mild 75 degrees. In top news, analysts and investors are closely monitoring a significant drop in cardboard box sales, an unusual but telling indicator of the United States economy. The demand for corrugated cardboard, essential for transporting various goods, has hit its lowest second quarter level since 2015. Major companies like International Paper Company report a 5% decline in shipments, while Smurfit Westrock notes a 4.5% drop in North America. With consumer spending comprising nearly 70% of the economy, this slump raises concerns about future retail demand. As the economy braces for possible corrections, industry experts are hoping for recovery later this year. In business news, soon investors will be able to trade shares of OpenAI and SpaceX through tokens similar to cryptocurrency. Tokenization allows retail investors access to private company shares, traditionally available only to institutional investors. However, these tokens are not the same as actual equity. A Robinhood spokesperson explained that stock tokens provide economic exposure tied to the underlying asset's price, but they do not guarantee ownership. Investors may face risks as tokenized shares lack transparency and access to important company information, leading to a speculative investment environment. Understanding these factors is essential before participating. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 1% to about $116,000. Ethereum is down 3% to just over $4,300. And XRP is down 1% to $3.06. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Researchers at Northwestern University have revealed fascinating insights into superagers, individuals over 80 who maintain cognitive function comparable to much younger people. Over 25 years, they studied more than 100 superagers and examined 77 postmortem brains. A key personality trait of superagers is their sociability, as they tend to live life on their own terms, often engaging with their communities. Interestingly, superagers show slower brain shrinkage and a more robust cholinergic system, which may protect against neurodegenerative diseases. While lifestyle choices may play a role, researchers emphasize that more questions remain than answers as they continue this groundbreaking work. Entertainment news. The official trailer for Good Boy, directed by Ben Leonberg, showcases a haunted house from a dog's perspective. This feature debut hits theaters on October 3rd, following its premiere at the 2025 South by Southwest Film Festival. The trailer introduces Indy, a loyal dog, and his owner Todd, portrayed by Shane Jensen, as they encounter paranormal activity in their new home. Heartwarming messages like man's best friend and always by your side fade to suspense as Indy investigates eerie sounds. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and entrepreneur, Steve Jobs. And he said, "Innovation distinguishes between a leader and a follower." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.